Anchorage Representative Les Guerra says gerrymandering in the state's redistricting process led to the loss of Democratic seats in the Alaska legislature.
We had a Republican-dominated redistricting board that gerrymandered the state in a way to get rid of roughly a dozen Democrats. It was inside political people trying to cheat the system and take away the people's right to one person, one vote.
The redistricting board is formed every 10 years to redraw Alaska's political boundaries based on the latest U.S. Census. Two members are appointed by the governor and one each by the Senate president, Speaker of the House, and Chief Justice of the Alaska Supreme Court. The panel assembled in 2010 included four Republicans and one non-affiliated member. Chairman John Torgerson, a former Republican state senator, says Guerra is entitled to his opinion. But Torgerson believes the process was the most open in state history.
We had, I don't know how many hours of public testimony. We had public hearings all over the state, and the board did its due diligence and did its work.
House Minority Leader Beth Curtula of Juneau thinks the legislature needs to figure out a nonpartisan way to do redistricting.
It's needed to happen for a long time. Both parties, everybody needs to stand back. We need to figure out what the best way to do this is. You know, there are states that seem to work, and we need to study those and get up and going. This shouldn't be happening.
Curtula says the current system has hurt legislative debate by giving one party a supermajority in both chambers. She also says she feels bad for communities like Petersburg, which ended up in her district, got pulled out of it, then put back in due to various court challenges over the redistricting board's plans.
Petersburg felt like a ping pong ball going back and forth. And, you know, I absolutely love Petersburg and relate very well to the people there, but I don't blame them. I think it was a tough year for them.
Torgerson says he doesn't know how the state could do redistricting in a more nonpartisan manner. The Alaska Supreme Court has ordered the board to redraw the state's legislative boundaries again for the 2014 election. The board is asking the court to reconsider that decision. The court previously ruled the board failed to properly adhere to the Alaska Constitution in drawing its district maps, but it allowed the state to use a temporary plan for last year's elections. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.